Do people want to buy electric cars, or do they just want to buy Teslas? This is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jack Stewart in for Molly Wood. Tesla still swings wildly between profits and losses from quarter to quarter, but sales of its more affordable Model 3 sedan are strong. It was Western Europe's best-selling battery car in the first half of 2019, and in the US, it's outselling luxury gas-powered competition from BMW, Mercedes, Audi, and Lexus. And for a few years now, journalists who cover transportation, like me, have been watching to see if this is the time that electric cars are finally set to become a major part of the market. Tesla is still pretty specialist, really. So will EVs be available on every lot? Chelsea Sexton's a longtime EV consultant. She's been deeply involved in this world since the radical General Motors EV1 came out in 1996. So we thought we'd check in with her and ask, are the mainstream manufacturers taking EVs seriously?
We are seeing some things starting to happen. Certainly more models are starting to be introduced. At the same time, sales aren't hockey stick growing the way that certain folks would have hoped and assumed they would. Electric cars are basically compelled by three regulations around the world: CAFE standards in the US, the California zero emission mandate, and CO2 standards in Europe. China's going all electric too, but sort of an islanded market at the moment, not that much cross-pollination. So automakers are all sort of getting ready to do electric cars and accepting it as something they're going to have to do, but not terribly excited about it. And the more they can be allowed to delay, many of them still will.
It feels like this is an exciting time for EVs. It feels like I'm seeing more marketed and on the roads. What's actually happening? Are brands bringing cars to market?
There are a few more that have just hit that everyone's been really excited about. It's been kind of the year of the mostly premium but smallish SUV category. The Jaguar I-Pace, the Audi e-tron, and even in the more economy brands, the Hyundai Kona and the Kia Niro, all of which are in sort of this small to medium size SUV category. So it's a category that folks have been looking forward to, of bigger vehicles that can do a little bit more and just have some alternative to Tesla, which, as cool as it is, there is no single brand that everybody's going to like.
So are any of these going to be that competition to Tesla?
It remains to be seen. Certainly, they have the potential as vehicles to help present some competition to Tesla. It's too soon to say if any of the brands involved will really structure them that way, promote them that way, and make as many as would needed to be made to do that.
Tesla likes to sort of cite this statistic that its car is, its Model 3 in particular, is outselling all the competition combined, all the other luxury cars on the market in the US at the moment. Is that because people want EVs and that's the best one available? Or is that because people want Teslas?
Yes. Yes. I mean, there's no question that some people would probably buy a Tesla even if it had a V8 in it, just because it's cool and the brand is cool.
That's a really weird thought.
It is a weird thought, although we've had it about a few other EVs in the past. But at the same time, that's also where the rest of the industry gets really defensive. And they kind of go, oh, no, there's not really demand for EVs. There's just demand for Tesla, which is also crap. So the answer is somewhere in the middle.
Chelsea Sexton, EV consultant and advocate. Now, Chelsea recently tweeted the cover of Motor Trend magazine. It's got a banner across the top saying, 20 electric cars you can buy today. That issue was from 1979. And now for some related links. The idea of a Tesla with a V8 in it might sound outlandish now, but it is not unprecedented, as Chelsea hinted, in the roller coaster history of the electric vehicle. One of Tesla's early competitors, which didn't make it, was the 2012 electric hybrid Fisker Karma. Like the Model S, this car was a large four-door sedan. People loved the look so much that Bob Lutz, a Detroit industry titan, remade this previously hybrid car with a Corvette V8. Road and Track magazine has the details on what was seen as sacrilegious by EV fans. So is an EV right for you? The answer is still, maybe. It depends. Consumer Reports has a new breakdown on how different electric car technologies work and whether or not they might save you money. But when it comes to saving the planet, well, that depends too. If your local electricity grid is heavily coal-powered, then your electricity is less clean than someone who has solar panels or a heavy mix of renewables. The Union of Concerned Scientists has a great tool to tell you how green going electric would be for you. For example, in LA, somebody driving an e-Golf, Volkswagen's current electric, and charging it here would have emissions equivalent to a gas car that gets 131 miles per gallon. But in Kansas City, where coal powers more of the grid, that falls to the equivalent of just 54 miles per gallon. We'll link you to the tool at marketplacetech.org. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech, production help from Jesus Alvarado, Eve Troes, our senior producer, and Sarah Bruguer is our engineer. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.